Hi, everybody. Welcome to our morning devos. We're continuing in this Lent series, and in fact, we're in the last week of this series as we are approaching Easter. So today's passage is from Mark chapter 14, verses 1 through 11. And so if you have a Bible on you, I encourage you to open that up to Mark chapter 14. We'll be reading verses 1 through 11. Let me read this for us. It was now 2 days before the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how to arrest him by stealth and kill him. For they said, "Not during the feast, lest there be an uproar from the people." And while he was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he was reclining at table, a woman came with an alabaster flask of ointment, of pure nard, very costly. And she broke the flask and poured it over his head. There were some who said to themselves indignantly, "Why was the ointment wasted like that? For this ointment could have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor." And they scolded her. But Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. For you always have the poor with you, and whenever you want, you can do good for them. But you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for burial. And truly I say to you, wherever the gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her." Then Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went to the chief priests in order to betray him to them. And when they heard it, they were glad and promised to give him money. And he sought an opportunity to betray him. All right, so again, we're in the midst of what's known as Passion Week or Holy Week. And this is the week leading up to the crucifixion of Jesus. And we see in our passage today how this crucifixion will come to be. The chief priests and the scribes are seeking how to arrest Jesus and kill him. And that opportunity is opened up to them when Judas, one of Jesus' 12 disciples, goes to the chief priests in order to betray him to them. We'll read more about the actual betrayal and crucifixion later on this week, but I want to focus on this, what's sandwiched between these two events. Because what we see here is a story showing radical devotion and worship. We read that Jesus is in the town of Bethany, in the house of a man called Simon. They are reclining at table, as in sharing a meal, as Jesus often did, when all of a sudden, a woman, an unnamed woman, carrying an alabaster flask of very expensive ointment, breaks the flask and pours it over Jesus' head. The people watching all of this unfold are indignant. They are angry. They cry out, "Why was the ointment wasted like that? Don't you know how much this costs? It probably cost more than 300 denarii. That's a whole year's worth of wages. Think about what could have, what it should have been used for." And it says that they go on and they even scolded her, which we can take to mean that this woman heard all of these people express these thoughts. Now at this point, imagine that you're the woman. How would you feel? I don't know about you, but I would certainly feel some level of embarrassment or shame. And think about something you did that was embarrassing or got people's attention for all the wrong reasons. I imagine that's something like how this woman felt in this moment. If I were this woman, I might think to myself, "Should I not have done this? I thought this would be an act of devotion, but everybody's looking at me now. They're yelling at me. How do I fix this? I mean, I can't take it back now. What have I done?" Now, when you think about it, the thing is that there is some level of truth to what the people on the scene were saying. The woman had just used a very expensive and precious item, and she had used it all at once on one person. And the amount of money that it could have been sold for, yeah, it definitely could have done a lot of good in the world. It certainly could have been used to help the poor or really any other cause. I mean, this is a year's worth of wages. And so they're not wrong about that. There is truth in all of those statements. But where they went wrong, we can see based on how Jesus responds. We know that they went wrong because of how Jesus responds. Based on what we see Jesus saying here, we can see that it was not a waste. Jesus defends the woman. He says, "Leave her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a beautiful thing to me." She has done a beautiful thing me. Jesus describes this woman's deeds as beautiful, whereas the people considered it wasteful. Jesus goes on to say that you will always have the poor with you, and so you can always do good whenever you want, but you will not always have me. And he goes on to commend this woman for her act of worship and devotion. You see, what was wasteful in the eyes of many was seen as beautiful in the eyes of Jesus. You see, sometimes, or many times, really, in the eyes of the world, it will look like we are wasting our time, our resources, our lives even, by devoting ourselves to Jesus. There are those who will think or even say things like, well, he has so much potential. Too bad he spends so much of it at church. Think about what she could have done with that degree instead. Or imagine what he could have accomplished if he devoted his time to his craft instead of on helping others. Maybe you've experienced this kind of thing in your own life, whether from friends or coworkers or even family members. And the thing is, again, very much like the people in this passage we just read, there can be some level of truth to this. Yes, you might be able to make more money or move up the corporate ladder quicker or have more quote-unquote meaningful, in the eyes of the world, meaningful experiences if you spent more time at something or devoted yourself to it more. From the world's point of view, it is a waste. But when we choose to devote ourselves to Christ, when we choose to give of our time, our resources, our energies, our lives to Him, it is not a waste, but rather, it's a beautiful act, worthy of being commended and recognized. When we place our commitment to Christ above all else, when we make everything we do about Him and for Him, we're choosing that which is more meaningful, lasting, and praiseworthy because we're devoting ourselves to Jesus. Maybe you feel this tension when it comes to following Jesus. Maybe you have people in your life who've said something similar to you about wasting your time or even your life. Or even if you haven't heard things like that from other people, maybe you've wondered this on your own. If that's you, brothers and sisters, I encourage you to remember that a life devoted to the Lord is worth it. To be clear, when I say this, I'm talking on the heart level, not simply the actions. Serving on the weekends, spending your time doing X, Y, or Z for the church, all those things are good, but they don't necessarily equate to beautiful worship. In the end, that's actually what Jesus is rebuking the people around him for. They were focused only on the good deeds, not about worshiping God and devoting themselves to Him. To them, it was just more righteous, the good thing, the right thing to do, to give to the poor. But when Jesus talks about how you'll always have the poor, He's not saying, yeah, spend more time worshiping and praying, less on serving the poor and other people. No, that's not what Jesus is saying at all. Jesus is pointing to the importance, the necessity of having a heartfelt devotion to Jesus, which is what the woman was exhibiting here. You see, so in the end, whether it's both through our actions and in our heart, when we devote our lives to Jesus, we are doing that which is beautiful, not wasteful. And of course, we see the same thing in the life and death of our Savior Jesus. He, quote unquote, wasted his life. He was beaten and died a criminal's death on the cross for all to see. Even up until the moment of his death, the people mocked him, humiliated him, alleging that he had wasted his life. But we know that he didn't. We know that not one bit of what he did in his life and his death was wasted. In fact, it was the exact opposite, because his death gave us life. That which was considered, quote-unquote, wasteful was actually the most beautiful thing the world has ever seen. So again, brothers and sisters, let's give of ourselves in a similar way. The world may see what we do, how we live for Jesus, as wasteful. It may be tempting sometimes for you to think that this is not worth it. But it is, and let's give. So let's learn to give and grow in this life where we can give our beautiful, wholehearted devotion to the Lord. Let me pray for us to close. Father, thank you for the sacrifice that you made for us. As costly as this woman's sacrifice and offering was, what you gave up was so much greater. And Lord, it's in response to that that we also want to give of ourselves to you. And God, in the eyes of some, this might seem wasteful. might seem like as if we're throwing away our potential or our lives, our resources. But God, we know that when we give our hearts to you, when we give our devotion, our resources, our energies, all that we have to you, it is not a waste, but it is beautiful. You call it beautiful, Lord. And so God, help us to persevere in this. Give us also the wisdom to know how to give, what to give in our lives, and to learn to lay down everything to you, Lord. So Lord, as this week, as we continue to turn our attention to you and the life that you gave to us, may we continue to respond by giving of ourselves to you, God. So we thank you for this word, this beautiful example shown by this woman in this passage. We pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.